Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hi, everyone. I'm Brianna Contreras, an editor of Managed Healthcare Executive. And in this week's episode, myself and managing editor of MHE, Peter Werwine, met with CIO of Prime Therapeutics, Jim Graham, to discuss the process of an organization's digital transformation from a traditional pharmacy benefit manager to a complete data-driven drug management system. Graham addressed the risks an organization may come across to successfully transition to this system, but also mentioned the benefits to come. Well, hello, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Bree.
All right. Good to hear. So to get started, first off, I just want to say, you know, everyone in healthcare is talking about digital transformation these days, including Prime Therapeutics. Could you sketch for us the two or three most important aspects of that transformation at Prime and what is unique about them?
Yeah, good question. Prime's on a multi-million dollar digital transformation, which is innovating and changing the core of our IT systems by eradicating some of our inefficient and outdated tech and harnessing the technology and data capable of positively disrupting the healthcare system. Frankly, we're on a journey to positively disrupt the pharmacy space with innovative business solutions that will save money for our patients and enhance their experiences overall. But to disrupt the industry, Prime needs a strong, modern, innovative technology platform and processes. And note, our digital solutions have already helped our 33 million members receive many millions of dollars in drug cost savings annually over the past 2 years. These savings directly support our mission to provide members access to the medicine they need to live long and healthy lives. In addition, our technology transformation initiatives have opened up new options for our members to receive real-time drug pricing from pharmacies in their geographic areas, and possibly receive alternative medications at a lower cost.
Jim, a lot of people talk about digital and disrupting and so on and so forth, but could you just be a little bit more concrete with our listeners exactly what you mean by that? I mean, have you hired a particular vendor? And you kind of referenced it in the second part. I'm just wondering how your customers are going to actually experience this disruption. You mentioned real-time price information, but what will be different? You know, how will Prime customers experience a difference as a result of what you're doing here?
Yeah, Peter, great to hear from you. A couple of specific instances. First, our clients will receive better pricing overall. So as we look to eliminate some of our outdated technologies and really improving the way that we automate our core processes, that will help to lower our overall fees that we'll be charging our clients. That's one. Secondly, from a member perspective, we'll be providing real-time information to them at the point where they make drug buying decisions. So they're at the pharmacy, they may be buying a 30-day supply. We can text them with real-time insights into their journey of health and say, you should be looking at possibly a 90-day prescription with an alternative method or an alternative medicine that may be better for their kind of where they're at overall. So those are a couple of instances of providing real-time insights as well as lower costs overall and really leveraging technology to do that.
And will people have to have a Prime app on their phone, or will this be something that they experience with your health insurance partners, with the Blues that you contract with?
They won't have to have a Prime app on their phone. If they choose to, they certainly could. We're passing a lot of our insights directly through to the Blues as well, and they might have it on their app or maybe on their portal or maybe just inside of their reporting applications overall. So they don't necessarily have to have an app if they have. If they have Prime benefit insurance, then they will get these benefits.
In relation to Express Scripts, how closely have you worked with them in these efforts, in efforts towards digital transformation? And is Prime free to go in its own way with these efforts, or are you coordinating closely with Express Scripts?
Prime is definitely free to go our own way with this digital transformation. Let me just start there. Prime is very much an independent pharmacy benefit manager. We use strategic partnerships when that streamlines efficiencies and lower our overall costs. Said differently, when it's best interests of our clients and members, we will use partners with other companies like ours. Express Scripts is certainly one of them. However, our goal remains to be an independent PBM and not be like any specific other PBM. Further, we view our technology platforms as a key to running an efficient business for our members. Thus, our digital transformation will help to modernize these platforms and unlock lower costs overall and better and more real-time information to inform our members on their drug buying decisions. Thus, owning and controlling our own platforms is key to our future and is key to our clients' and members' long-term success and health overall.
So as you mentioned, PBMs, fairly or not, have gotten a reputation as middlemen who extract revenue from the drug supply chain without adding a commensurate amount of value. Will your digital transformation efforts help address the industry's reputation problems?
First, Prime as a PBM adds tremendous value to health plans, employers, and members up and down the healthcare continuum. Unlike most PBMs, Prime is a transparent and passes through value to our clients and members. That means that we do not profit from retaining value for pharmaceutical company rebates. Our financial outcomes are driven by our administrative fees. That is known, transparent, and understood. We provide our clients complete access to contracts and funds flows if they so desire. The level of transparency is unique to Prime and sets us apart from all the other PBMs. As part of our digital transformation, Prime partnered with another organization which allowed patient cost reduction in two ways. First, members received lower costs at the pharmacies when purchasing medicine. And second, Prime received better costs from manufacturers and passed those on to members. Together, those savings have helped our 33 million members save millions of dollars annually on their drug purchases.
You referenced that you partnered with another organization. What is that other organization?
The other organization in that case was Express Scripts. Again, that's a contractual partnership that we're in with them to help aggregate their members and our members together.
So you said Prime is free to go its own way, yet you're partnering with Express Scripts. So I'm not sure how to put those two together, thoughts together.
Yeah, maybe just a little further explanation than that. When I said free to go our own way, it's really with our strategic platforms overall, our claim paying platform, our data platform, our clinical platform, our contact center platform, et cetera. We go our own way. We have our own systems. We have our own platforms running on our own infrastructure, et cetera. That's what I meant by that. For some of the strategic partnerships, those are more contractual deals that we're working with, whether it's Express Scripts or other partners in our ecosystem overall. And really, we look at it from a member perspective. If it's best for our members, best for our clients overall, we're going to put them at the center of our purchasing and contractual decisions and partnerships.
So these platforms that you're building for this digital transformation, which among things will help with real-time pricing, did you build these in-house, so to speak, with your own IT people and data analytics people and so on? Or was there a vendor or vendors that have brought, are bringing this capacity to Prime.
Yeah, Peter, we've done a lot of this in-house. And as we look to really renovate and transform our platforms, we want to make sure that we're leveraging our subject matter experts that we have in-house. We've also brought in some technology partnerships, some with modern skill sets to help teach us, train us, and then eventually turn it over to us to run. And again, kind of going back to what I mentioned earlier, is we really feel like we have key transformational efforts going on, and those platforms are really key to our future. And owning, controlling our destiny is really paramount to us. So as we've looked to transform, it's really leveraging our subject matter experts, augmented by some of the technology gurus in the industry to come in, help teach, train, and then eventually we will take over and run those as we go forward.
Any particular company guru that you care to name that's been particularly instrumental in what you're doing here?
No, we've got about four or five key partnerships in play. And, you know, GCP is where we've got our data and our data lakes. And then we've employed a number of local partners as well as some more US-based partners to help us with some of the core engineering skills and teaching us how to do that.
I wanted to jump to the Inflation Reduction Act. If you could, how might your digital transformation efforts affect drug prices? And if not prices, maybe drug expenditures?
Yeah, we very much appreciate the political attention to the issue of high drug prices. When used appropriately, governmental intervention has the potential to help drive down list costs of drugs. Prior to our digital transformation, Prime was operating less efficient, more manual processes, and undated technology. Fast forward to today, our digital transformation has enabled overall automation, business speed, and agility. It's also helped unlock data for insights via artificial intelligence and machine intelligence and much more. These critical path updates will help drive organizational savings of over $100 million in our operating expenses, which then flow through to our clients and to our members ultimately. So really that the new digital transformation is going to help overall and will help to lower drug costs overall for our clients and members.
That $100 million figure, over what time span are we talking?
That'll be on an annual basis when our digital transformation is complete in the next couple of years. And we have a number of items that are in play right now, Peter, in terms of the digital transformation that will help to leverage automation much, much better and be able to redeploy some of our resources and some of the manual efforts and some of the manual quality checks that we do today into other value add processes that we can leverage going forward. And that ultimately will lower our overall operating expenses at the same volumes. If our volumes increase, we'll obviously be able to take on additional volumes for scale.
Classically, when a company or any enterprise sort of automates some processes, there are perhaps some people who are doing them in kind of a manual way, who their jobs are no longer necessary. So is this going to mean some staffing reductions or staffing changes at Prime?
No, Peter, what I will say is our employees are the key asset of the company. And as I mentioned just a bit ago, our subject matter experts are absolutely vital to Prime's future and success. Our goal is to not lay off employees or to reduce staff. Wherever possible, we will look to redeploy them into value add, not automated sorts of processes as we go forward. Staffing reductions is absolutely the last lever that we will pull in our overall journey here as we go forward. So as we automate, look to further leverage technology, our goal is to redeploy, and where we have attrition, we'll redeploy some of those folks into those areas or into new areas like, you know, providing more insights into some of the data that's coming out of our transformational efforts.
So what is Prime doing to protect data privacy? If you can maybe give some examples, and what are you guys doing to protect itself from data breaches?
First, data privacy and security is of the utmost importance to us as well as our members and to our clients overall. With that said, Prime has taken a multi-pronged approach to bolster our privacy and security programs and ensure that the right protections, resiliency, and risk mitigations are in place and can support a secure digital transformation. Specifically, I'm going to comment on a few of those. First, we are making continual investments in the upskilling of our resources and the new technologies like cloud, security as a code, DevSecOps, et cetera, and make sure that our security team members can sufficiently support those new technologies through our digital transformation. Second, we've advanced our vendor risk management program, focusing on the automation of privacy and security reviews of our third-party vendors. We commented a little while ago on the partnerships that are emerging. We want to make sure that we have secure data flowing in and out of our partnerships. Third, we've enhanced our resiliency capabilities by implementing a disaster recovery as a service to ensure our availability for Prime's most critical business applications in the event of a cyber event or natural disaster. We have also implemented immutable backups for key and critical business systems, thereby ensuring the security, availability, and integrity of our critical data. Again, in the situation of a ransomware, we want to make sure that we can continue operations and honestly make sure that our members can continue to get the medicine that they need to be on a safe journey for their health.
That's great. Thank you. There are many entities in healthcare who want to leverage data from and about patients to take steps to improve adherence and identify people who are at risk for expensive hospitalizations. So some of these being, you know, telehealth companies, providers with value-based contracts, Medicare Advantage plans, CVS and Walgreens. Are you concerned about maybe too many cooks in the kitchen, you know, on the more focusing on like care coordination and so on, or?
Yeah, Bree, healthcare is attracting many, many companies and investments to help solve our overall patient experience to make it easier to navigate at a lower overall cost. However, with all of these niche providers and unique solutions, it can be a challenge to provide an entire 360 view of a patient's health journey. There are many players in the healthcare ecosystem today looking to partner and help. This can create a very fragmented and frustrating experience as a member. Thankfully, at Prime, in our partnership and ownership structure, we have access to a large portion of our patients' medical and pharmacy history together. Given our unique ownership model with the Blue Cross and Blue Shields, we're fortunate to have this rich set of integration and information for our members. In addition, where we don't have information, we do supplement with partnerships, accessing universally available data and more. Ultimately, data is knowledge and knowledge is power. And that power is really helping our members to be on a good health trajectory and maintaining their livelihood and good health on a day-to-day basis.
Many of the entities that Bree named in that question would make the same claim that they have a wealth of information about us, the population, the public, the patients. So I guess I would still be interested in whether you're sort of at all concerned about So many organizations, so many different stakeholders trying to control information, you know, and trying to influence the patients. It just seems like it's a very crowded area.
Yeah, Peter, let me comment a little bit on this, and I'm going to take it back. I had my son when he was little. And he was misdiagnosed, and we were passed from healthcare physician to pharmacist to doing brain scans, heart scans, etc. And, you know, ultimately it was a very frustrating experience, and individuals and companies weren't sharing and healthcare organizations weren't sharing information. And that's really led me to where I'm at today and being in this field to really help provide better experience for our members overall. And that was many, many years ago, and that sticks with me today. Your comment is spot on. I mean, there's many organizations that have data today, and having universally operable data to share and to have access to all of that data. I think Prime is in a unique position with our Blues of being able to get medical data, medical claim data, and coalesce that with our pharmacy data. So we have a great ability to bring a member's experience 360 with a whole lot of data that other companies may not have in their ecosystems. Do we have everything? No, we supplement with some other organizations. But what we do have is we have a very rich set of data that we can traverse and make sure that we're providing real-time insights where available to our members to help them out.
Would you feel comfortable telling us a little bit more about your son's case, what the misdiagnosis was, and what the outcome was?
Absolutely. So this is it was actually 25 years ago. My son is healthy today, so I'll just kind of give you the punchline at the end. He, for the first 3 months of his livelihood, we would feed him formula. And about every third time, he would throw up. And then it got to be every second time, he would throw up. And then it got to be like almost every time he was throwing up, and he started to lose weight. So we had gone from different formulas to, well, maybe he's got a heart problem, maybe he's got a brain problem, et cetera. And we were passed to literally 9 different doctors. And we eventually went into the Minneapolis Children's Hospital, and they diagnosed him within 2 hours of what he had. It was actually pyloric stenosis. Not too uncommon for boys in a very young age. There's 1 in 1,000, we were quoted back then, that have pyloric stenosis. And it's a little muscle that regulates food going into your intestines. And they basically went in the next morning, trimmed up that muscle, and he was a healthy boy ever since that point. And it really stuck on me that, you know, we tried different formulas, we tried different, you know, medications, etc. And it was really something that was ruled out early on. And that's what it ended up being. So we were very fortunate. He is very healthy and a great son, and he's in a good spot today. So I appreciate you asking.
Good. Well, presumably it was an insightful clinician who came up with the right diagnosis, not a bunch of data.
True that. And actually it was an ultrasound that found it. And it was a clinician who was able to read the ultrasound. And, you know, my son was a little bit more developed than he was 3 months earlier and 2 months earlier, et cetera. Maybe that played into it, but it just seemed like there was earlier signs that could have been caught. Yeah. But it was just one of those things that's always stuck with me in terms of, let's help to share information and make sure that, you know, information is passed along, which is very key so that we're not going through the same thing like 4 or 5 times, which we ended up doing.
Well, happy to hear everything's okay.
thank you, Bree. Appreciate that.
And 25 years later, he's doing great.
Yes, he absolutely is.
Well, yeah, that's all I had. Peter, if there's anything else you'd like to...
No, I just wanted to thank you for your time this afternoon. Always interested in hearing more about developments in the PBM industry and at Prime in particular. So thanks for the time.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.